when he brought Felch back, which Sawney did not doubt for a moment he would, the ferret decided that Tag would be the fox's executioner. He tossed the remaining hot water away, his stomach suddenly feeling a lot better. Felch could not believe he was still alive. He sat wet and shivering on the bank top where the Tagarong had hauled him. Soon the strange otter had a fire going. He tossed Felch a small travelling sack.
"Sit there,"
he ordered curtly.
"Warm yourself by the fire and take a drink. I'm not going to tie you up. Go on, drink. You'll not get far the state you're in. I'll go and get us some food."
The fox nodded dumbly as Tag strolled off, calling back,
"I won't be long. Keep that fire going."
He dived off the bank top. Felch did not hear a splash as the sleek hunter hit the water. The fox waited a moment. Then, shouldering the bag, he crept carefully away from the fire and forced his water-stiffened limbs into a run. As he sped through the bushes, his mind was racing also. Had the Tagarong missed him earlier that day when he passed along the bank top above the hideout under the ledge? Maybe the Tagarong was not as skillful as every beast said. Perhaps he had found his quarry through a lucky accident. Felch rushed onward, assuring himself that he would not let himself be captured a second time. Something flew by him at shoulder level, and the thwack of a hefty rudder laid the fox flat on his stomach. He tried to rise, but the breath was knocked from him as the Tagarong landed upon his back. A paw cuffed his ears soundly, then seized him and dragged his head backward. Felch felt Sawney's blade tickle his throat.
"You don't have much sense for a fox, do you?"
The powerful otter snarled menacingly into his ear.
"Now, tell me, would you like to go on living, or do I slay you right here?"
"Mercy!"
Felch managed to gasp hoarsely.
"Don't kill me!"
Tag pushed Felch upright, leading him by one ear like a naughty youngster back to the fire, where he sat him down. The fox cowered fearfully, but the Tagarong merely winked at him.
"Right, mate. We'll start again. You stay here, I'll go and get us something decent to eat. Understood?"
The fox groaned as he rubbed the side of his face.
"Understood."
Like a flickering sunshadow, the otter disappeared. Unshouldering the sack, Felch tugged its drawstrings open with his teeth. Inside were four pears and a flask of nettle beer. He drank gratefully and began chewing on a pear. Then he threw some pine twigs on the fire and hunched up close to it, aching all over as life seeped back into his bruised body. Miserably, he began to ponder his fate. The fox's thoughts were interrupted when two nice-sized vendes, slung together by their gills on a reed stalk, landed slap next to the fire. With Sawney's blade, the otter cut two green willow twigs and passed them to Felch.
"Well, come on, do something for your keep. Spit those fish and cook them. Plenty there for two. I like vendes."
He sat on the other side of the fire, watching the fox.
"There's something on your mind, I can tell."